This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big Time Rush. Performing live in concert. Playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush. With special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here's Tom Ackerman on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Hey, we'll connect with Kenny Wallace in just a moment. Wallace and this Cardinals discussion with Nolan Arenado, plus a discussion about college basketball, plus, hockey. Did you see the hockey game last night? What an unbelievable matchup that was last night between the USA and Canada. They ended up having fights the first 9 seconds of the game. Fights with Matthew Tkachuk fighting, and then Brady Tkachuk fought, both Canadian opponents, and then Colton Parayko, the Blues defenseman, got in it with the U.S. He plays for Canada. That was just awesome. What a great spark for the sport of hockey that got spread all throughout social media, I'm sure, and hopefully tapped into some of the mainstream media, which likes to focus on the NFL and NBA and Major League Baseball. Hockey hopefully got its due a little bit, and maybe that can bleed over a little bit into the NHL season. But the pride of USA hockey coming in there with some, not only fists, but some big hits. They're a big, strong team. The more skilled team, I think, is Canada. But U.S. got it done. 3-1, they win the game, and now they set up a championship match, possibly against Canada, in Boston, TD Garden on Thursday. So they've already clinched a spot in the championship game. College basketball yesterday, Missouri with a win. They beat Georgia. The Tigers continue to look good after dropping those two games last week to Tennessee and to Texas A&M. They came roaring back the following week. This Missouri team, I'm telling you, is going to be a very tough out, both in the NCAA tournament and in the SEC tournament. I mean, they could go far in both of them. They win 87-74 at Georgia. A couple days before that, they killed Oklahoma, 82-58 at Mizzou Arena. This Missouri team is the real deal. They play Alabama on Wednesday at Mizzou Arena. I hope that place is packed for one of the best teams in the country. Illinois lost to Michigan State. That final score was 79-65. That's not a good loss for them. Michigan State is a great team, but I don't know how you missed your last 18 shots of the game. That is bizarre. Also, did you see, Drew, what they did? I know Kenny Wallace is waiting. Kenny, how about this? I felt bad for him. Terrence Shannon got his jersey retired at halftime, and they unveiled it up in the rafters, and it was upside down. I mean,
you know what? How's the old saying? All's well that ends well. We know he's great, and that wasn't on him.
Yeah.
Probably a little embarrassed. That's more on the arena. But I've seen this happen before, and you know what? He'll become more popular because of that.
It's a good point. How you doing, buddy? I'm so excited for the Daytona 500. I love this kickoff to the NASCAR season. I know they already have done some things in NASCAR, but this truly is the Super Bowl of stock car racing, motorsports, and NASCAR.
Yeah, today is the 67th running of the Daytona 500. Pre-race activities have already started. The race will be on Fox Channel 2. The president of the United States, Donald Trump, he's going to be there. They've got security tight. It's sold out, 100,000 people. And it's just a really exciting time for St. Louis, Missouri, because, you know, you've had, you know, Rusty Wallace, Kenny Schrader, Jamie McMurray, Carl Edwards, of course, Mike Wallace, myself, Kenny. You know, St. Louis is full of NASCAR tradition. And, of course, you know, in September, we will have the NASCAR playoffs right here in St. Louis at Worldwide Technology Raceway. So today is a really big day, not just for the Daytona 500 and racing across America, but for St. Louis.
It is. I never know who's going to win this thing. I mean, you could sit here and we talk about favorites all day long, and then it seems like every so often an unsung driver comes up and grabs it.
Yeah, it really is. It is. It has turned into a race that you don't know who's going to win, and here's why. Years ago, we used to be able to craft these race cars, and we used to be able to cheat them up a little bit. You know, it would make it through tech, but everybody had something that nobody else had. You know, Dale Earnhardt Jr., his car had a little special motor in it. The rear end was a little different. So, you know, the Earnhardts and the Petties, they ruled. But that's because they were good drivers, but they had better cars. Now, you're exactly right. Nowadays, NASCAR has created this new car called the Next Gen. And this car, everybody's got the same race car. Now it comes down to the great teams being able to tune the cars a little bit. And, you know, you never know. We've seen a lot of surprise winners. And people say to me, Kenny Wallace, who's going to win the Daytona 500? I say, go down to the casino and go on the roulette table. You know, there's really 37 numbers because you got 36 numbers on the roulette. But then you got, you know, two, the zero and the double zero. That's 38. That's close enough. And it's going to be exciting. That's why we're all going to be watching today.
Absolutely. It's going to be fun. I think that it is a spectacle also because of the fans, because of the venue, because of the history. What do you feel when you're there, Kenny? What describe that for those who have not been to a Daytona 500.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, listen, I'm a St. Louis guy. It's no different, you know, than opening day when those, you know, Budweiser Clydesdales, you start getting goosebumps when those horses come into the Busch Stadium and then they start playing the history of our 11-time world champion St. Louis Cardinals. It's the same thing, Tom. You start getting goosebumps. You start getting emotional. You start thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to cry. You know, And that's what I feel every year. You know, I've been in, I attempted 15 Daytona 500s, and I raced in 10 of them. But, you know, it's like people that love the Cardinals, people that love the Blues, our soccer team, City St. Louis. You know, I mean, whatever you love, that's what you're into, right? That's the greatest sport of all time. Well, that's the way I am. You know, I'm a St. Louis boy, and we grew up racing here in this area, and I love racing. I love NASCAR because it was my whole life. So just take that feeling of – and the year before we won the World Series, let's say that. But, you know, you win the World Series, it's opening day at Busch Stadium, those Budweiser Clydesdales come in, that's what it feels like.
I love that connection, and I feel that through the TV when I watch it, you know. And I know that St. Louis is building towards something very special here. We've now seen the Enjoy Illinois 300 three times. So this is a little bit different now. We have a playoff race lined up in September. Can you explain to listeners why that ramps things up even more in terms of NASCAR and the viewing audience?
Yeah, well, what happened was St. Louis stepped up to the plate, and Curtis Francois, the owner, Chris Blair, the general manager, they did better than any racetrack in America. Can you believe that? Right here in St. Louis, they did a better job than anybody, and NASCAR recognized it, and they said, oh my gosh, the fans turn out in St. Louis. It's the home of Enterprise Rent-A-Car, you know, Anheuser-Busch, Ralston Purina, McDonald Douglas. St. Louis is just like Joe Buck said, it's a small, big town. And NASCAR noticed that. So NASCAR said, we're going to put one of the 10 races in the playoffs at St. Louis. So this year, 2025, in September, not June this year, in September, we are going to have one of the playoff races here because St. Louis showed up and showed out. And NASCAR and, you know, TV, they're like, wow, what's going on in St. Louis? And, you know, this is an underground racing town. You know, you got Tri-City Speedway, Granite City, Illinois. You got, you know, Federated Auto Parts Raceway, Highland Speedway. You got Brownstown, Illinois. And now, you know, we hear, we read that Belleville is going to build a new racetrack. They got $20 million, plenty of money to do that. So, you know, it's an under, you know, we've always been an underground soccer town, right? I mean, underground meaning it's not in the big world, but well, we got soccer out the butt here. So the same thing with racing. It's an underground racing town. And NASCAR realized that. So September, everybody show up. It's going to be a big, big weekend for one of the playoff races.
Yes, it is. Well, I'm looking forward to everything that you're doing on a daily basis. I love getting up. I'm up before you doing the show, but then I look and I'll scroll social media. I'll see you having your coffee talk, sipping your coffee. Kenny Wallace has a great heart for not only racing, but for its fans. And even though you play around with them sometimes, you engage the fans. You love them and racing and the people in it. And I just love the fact that you put your heart and soul into this engagement. You're on YouTube, you're driving, you're still racing. It's pretty special. So congratulations on all that you've accomplished, Kenny, and thank you for joining us today.
Well, Tom, I appreciate it. I have the unique ability, kind of like Adam Wainwright. I'm fun and I win, but yet I'm able to, you know, communicate with the fans, and that's something that I pride myself in. Winning is very important to me. I win a lot, and I'm still jumping on, you know, and we got the Kenny Wallace YouTube show with Charlie Marlowe, and, you know, we'll have a live update on YouTube tonight. As soon as the checkered flag falls, everybody tune in to the Kenny Wallace YouTube show. We'll be live. We'll answer your questions, and I appreciate it. I really enjoy it.
Appreciate you. Kenny Wallace with us on KMOX.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.